What up? It's the kid Polo Paul coming back to you guys once again. And this is the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute and the last episode of the series where we are highlighting prominent figures within Black History in honor of Black History Month. Today, we have the first physician to perform open heart surgery in the United States and founded a hospital with an interracial staff. Who was this person? Well, it was the late and great Daniel Hale Williams. He pursued a pioneering career in medicine. He's an African-American doctor. In 1891, Williams opened Provident Hospital, the first medical facility to have an interracial staff. He also was the one of the first physicians to successfully complete periaortical surgery on a patient. Later, he became chief surgeon of the Freedmen's Hospital. I hope that this piqued your interest. If so, please stay tuned and enjoy the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up? And we're back after the break, and I am Polo Paul, the host of the Man Stash Minute, and today we are highlighting the beautiful life and legacy of Dale Hale Williams III. Williams was born on January 18, 1856 in Hollandsburg, Pennsylvania, to Sarah Price Williams and Daniel Hale Williams II. The couple had several children, with the elder Daniel H. Williams inheriting a barber business. He also worked with the Equal Rights League, a Black civil rights organization active during the Reconstruction era. After the elder Williams died, a 10-year-old Daniel was sent to live in Baltimore, Maryland with family friends. He became a shoemaker's apprentice, but disliked the work and decided to return to his family, who had moved to Illinois. Like his father, he took up barbering, but ultimately decided he wanted to pursue his education. He worked as an apprentice with Dr. Henry Palmer, a highly accomplished surgeon, and then completed further training at Chicago Medical College. Williams set up his own practice in Chicago's South Side and taught anatomy at his alma mater, also becoming the first African-American physician to work for the city streetway systems. Williams, who was called Dr. Dan by patients, adopted sterilization procedures for his office, informed by the recent findings on germ transmission and prevention from Louis Pasteur and Joseph Lister. Due to the discrimination of the day, African-American citizens were still barred from being admitted to hospitals, and Black doctors were refused staff positions. Firmly believing this needed to change, in May 1891, Williams opened Provident Hospital and Training School for Nurses, the nation's first hospital with a nursing and intern program that had a radically integrated staff. The facility where Williams worked as a surgeon was publicly championed by famed abolitionist and writer Frederick Douglass. In 1893, Williams continued to make history when he operated on James Cornish, a man with a severe stab wound to his chest, who was brought to Provident. Without the benefits of a blood transfusion or medical surgical procedures, Williams successfully sutured Cornish's pericardium, the membranous sac enclosing the heart, thus becoming one of the first people to perform open heart surgery. Physicians Francisco Romero and Henry Dalton had previously performed periaortical operations. Cornish lived for many years after the operation. In 1894, Williams moved to Washington, D.C., where he was appointed the chief surgeon of the Freedmen's Hospital, which provided care for formerly enslaved African Americans. The facility had fallen into neglect and had a high mortality rate. Williams worked diligently on revitalization, improving surgical procedures, increasing specialization, launching ambulance services, and continued to provide opportunities for Black medical professionals, among other feats. In 1895, he co-founded the National Medical Association, a professional organization for Black medical practitioners, as an alternative to the American Medical Association, which didn't allow African-American membership. Williams left Freedmen's Hospital in 1898. He married Alice Johnson, and the newlyweds moved to Chicago, where Williams returned to his work at Provident. Soon after the turn of the century, he worked at Cook County Hospital and later at St. Luke's, a large medical institution with ample resources. Beginning in 1899, Williams also made annual trips to Nashville, Tennessee, where he was a voluntary visiting clinical professor at McHarry Medical College for more than two decades. He became a charter member of the American College of Surgeons in 1913. Williams experienced a debilitating stroke in 1926 and died 5 years later on August 4, 1931 in Idlewild, Michigan. Today, Williams' work as a pioneer physician and advocate for African-American presence in medicine continues to be honored by institutions worldwide. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the last episode in series of the Mad Stash Minute Black History Month. I hope that you guys enjoy it as much as I have. I've learned a lot, I've read a lot and written a lot, but most importantly, I hope that the message stayed the same for you guys. And I appreciate you guys being here for the journey and just supporting me and giving me feedback. Shout out to everyone that been hit me up, whether through email, IG, Facebook, wherever. This is all for you guys, you know, the Black Collective, man. I'm just trying to, you know, sharpen iron and ensure that my community win. So if I eat, we all eat, and vice versa. But I hope that some of this knowledge and facts and history, you found some type of solace in it. And just carry on about your day, I guess. It was tough creating this, but I definitely appreciate the journey all in all. But now we have to get into the Mad Stash podcast, where I will be discussing several books that I've read over the past year of the pandemic, you know, pandemonium. But it's all going to be focused on the continued series of Knowledge of Self. So please stay tuned and check in for it. It's going to be coming up in the month of March and for the foreseeable future. So again, check me out. It's the Kid Polo Porsche now. Bow.
I love you, Daddy.